Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories in the business world.
Now it is time for my dear friend, Karen Rubenstein, who really has something I think so super valuable for people who are trying to transition into life after having made a major change in their lives. So, Karen, please describe what you're doing.
Yeah, this is a culmination of 5 years of sobriety. So I'm Karen Rubenstein. I am an alcoholic. My sober date is May 25th, 2020. A couple of years ago, I went back and I got certified as a transformation coach and a life coach. I had been told, oh, you'd be really good, like working with people in recovery. I'm like, or a life coach. So I was like, the transformational piece, I just loved it because it's finding the underlying beliefs that are holding you back. And basically, somebody said the other day, recovery is transformation. So I've been focused on women in recovery and working with clients. And about 3 months ago, you know, it's just like you were talking about the little Tiffany box. I thought, oh, this is my life. This is my little Tiffany blue box. But I believe in a universal journey and a higher power. So I feel like this is an opportunity. I'm starting Women in the Rooms, an online recovery community for women, because in the recovery community, going to a recovery meeting is called going to the rooms. And when I'm in the rooms, I'm always looking around going, where are the women in the rooms? Because it's 90% men and 10% women. And I know we're out there. I was one of the people that avoided recovery rooms for years, and they could have helped me. So I had to hit a very hard rock bottom 5 years ago. I was drinking about a half a gallon of vodka a day and barely existing. I felt hopeless. I went to rehab, went into the rooms, and I found out that recovery is more than just putting down the bottle. I thought, oh, if I could just stop drinking, everything's going to be great. No, it takes a lot of work. It takes a daily working of emotional growth, my spiritual growth, physical. I have to take care of myself.
So, Karen, what motivated you to drink in the first place, do you think?
Many factors. I really didn't have coping and life skills. I never felt comfortable in my own skin, really. I didn't have a sense of who I was. I grew up in a very turbulent household. There's a lot of different factors, and everybody has a different story. But actually, the one story I do hear over and over, I didn't feel comfortable in my own skin. They call alcoholism a disease of emotions. So if I was feeling fearful, like we discussed that, the topic of fear, my thing was, oh, or stress. And society kind of pushes that. If you think about it, oh, you're stressed, have a glass of wine. Oh, you might need meds. Oh, med. We've normalized drinking and over-medication. So for me, what I've discovered and what I want to help people with is creating tools and skills for having a healthy lifestyle. I've grown so much. But also the transformation, it really does take finding out why you were drinking. For me, it was all fear-based and trying to escape and trying to numb pain. That was really why. And I feel like if there was a community like what I'm forming years ago, maybe I would have had a different avenue, a different resource to help me. But this is my journey, and
I think one thing that's really good about what you're doing, the women in the rooms, is a lot of times if you're drinking and you're partying all the time, all your friends are doing that. They're all like, oh, let's meet at this bar down the street, or, you know, and then if you quit, it's like you may still have some of those friends or you may not. So where do you find friends that are on the same pathway that you are towards recovery? And so that's where I think your women in the rooms really has a lot of value.
And it's funny, when I was drinking, actively drinking, that was my world. Those were my friends. A lot of people don't drink. That's more normal for them. And when I was actively drinking, I didn't realize that. I thought everybody was drinking. At that time, I had friends that were in the Wine of the Month Club, and they had wine cellars, and they had wine parties. And, you know, I was like, oh, yes, I like a such and such year of, you know, like everything sounded chic. At the end, I was drinking from a box. I really didn't care. And you know what's so funny? You know, the people that do have a problem with me not drinking usually kind of have an issue themselves. People that don't have an issue with drinking, they don't even question that I'm not. And you know, it's funny. As I grow healthier, my friends seem to be healthier. I have a healthier community now, including
I feel so good because we became friends like 6 months ago or something.
I know.
But one thing I wanted to ask you, so like when the women go into the, you have a house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can you describe the whole thing and what they find when they go into a room and what kind of rooms are there?
This is what's so exciting. And we were talking about how do we get inspiration or where do things come from and life coaching or whatever. It was my client who in early December, she's like, Karen, did you ever think of an online community? And then like overnight, we were, and the next day we were talking. And for a woman especially, or, you know, I'll speak for me, a home is like my haven. So I'm starting with just the basics, but I have a vision and I have a couple of people getting on board. So you go on to the welcoming front porch. And then for the early in sobriety, the women coming in is come into the parlor. And it's open discussion and skills and tools that they can learn. Just basic things like how to go to a party and not drink and journaling. Just little tips and things to keep you on a nice little steady foundation. Then as you move further into the rooms, there's the living room for emotional growth, which is the key for transformation. You know, like that's how you really do put down the bottle for life. So emotional growth. Then there's the loft. Somebody said, oh, you have to have the spiritual growth in the attic. And I'm like, oh, that doesn't sound nice. So the loft for spiritual growth. And then dear friend, who's also a known author and she has a cooking school, May Friedle. She's like, Karen, she's so excited about it. And Elizabeth knows her too. And she wants to do a video every week with tips on nutrition and good cooking. So I have that. And then I found this lovely woman in Canada that I met last year. And I was telling her about it. And she's an engineer and she's called back into personal training. So we were talking about that. And I'm like, huh, how about a wellness studio in the home? And she's like, I'll do it. And I'm like, oh, wow. So like little rooms for growth and inspiration. And I want to have a library, the home library, a nook. Have people, I know people that have written books on recovery, have people come in like once a month, have events, or some people are afraid to go to rehab. And I have friends that are in the rehab business that run recovery houses. And I'm like, could you come on and speak? And they're like, yeah, so that the mystery, I want to be out there to show people there is life after alcohol. And I was saying to Matt before we began today, it's like I'm a suburban housewife. I weighed 220 pounds. I was at the depths of despair, hopelessness. I turned it around and I didn't do it myself. I had community and support. And it's been a journey and there is hope. So I'm kind of like, I'm the person that you meet at the supermarket. Like, if I can do it, you know, anybody.
You lost all the weight. You look beautiful now. You look incredible. And that's not how you were before you made this transition, right?
No, actually, for most of my life, I was thin. And then, but I went through a trauma in my 40s, a severe trauma. And I actually fled the state. I moved out of state. I moved up to Massachusetts. Thank God my husband, who now we're celebrating our 35th wedding anniversary, thank God he stuck by me. That was when I really gave up hope. And that's when I just dove into a bottle. I didn't know what to do. I really didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to turn. And my source, my only coping skill was wine, which turned to vodka. It was just not a healthy way of living. But I really didn't know any way else. And I didn't know any way out.
So how do you know if you drink to the point where you really just have to quit for the rest of your life? I mean, what are the signs?
There's an expression in the rooms, a cucumber can become a pickle, but a pickle can never go back to being a cucumber. There were points in my life, I believe I was dangerously drinking or drinking too much to escape. But there is a point that I really did become addicted and my body chemistry changed. So when I actually moved back, when we moved back to New Jersey and I thought, oh, good, you know, I've gotten through the trauma. I wasn't thinking that rationally, but I was like, you know what? I can stop drinking now, but I could not. That's when I crossed over. I had magnets taped to my head to like thump my brain and try to like, I went to a hypnotist. I tried everything to stop drinking. So it really took going into rehab for 5 months. And I look at the growth now and I'm like, I feel better now, 5 years into recovery, better than I have in my entire life. And I feel comfortable. The way that I'm speaking now, I couldn't even speak from the time I was like 15 to about 5 years ago. My throat would close up. I couldn't speak. So with work to be done and with the help and support of community and hopefully with places like Women in the Rooms, you know, people can really discover themselves and transform their lives. Like, that's what I really want to give back. We're not meant to live a life of like despair or sadness or fear. Life is about joy and learning and growing. And so there's things that we can overcome and tools that we can use. And again, honestly, nobody does it by themselves. We really need community.
I think it's going to be super successful. Is your website launched or when does it launch?
I have the website. I started, there's an online community platform that is wonderful. It's called Mighty Networks. And it has, like, I have the ability to go in and create these little rooms and differentiate. So I launched it. I sent a couple of invites out. So that's where the meetings are going to take place. Right now, I have the website, KarenRubenstein.com, RubinStein. So we could find information. Also, right now, I have a great recovery guidebook that's also, like, if you go onto my website, you can find that too.
Karen Rubenstein, thank you.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.